This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on the podcast on a Monday. There is no Al. His start of his vacation, one of like four of them, began today. So sitting in for Mr. Dukes is 180 Scazzeri. Edward, how are you?
Hello, podcast people.
I was in Atlantic City over the weekend, and a couple of things struck me I would love to get your take on.
Okay.
To try and figure out when we get to the point of no return or when we get to the point where things come back a little bit the other way. So Atlantic City is not... I like it, but it's not exactly paradise.
Mm-hmm.
I think Borgata's phenomenal. Harrah's, even like, believe it or not, Golden Nugget's fine. Over there by the marina, I like it. The boardwalk is, it's okay. Yeah, sometimes better than others. Hard Rock's very nice. Ocean's good. We went to see a comedian Saturday night, and clearly we were going to stay over. I wasn't driving home after that. You have some drinks. It's late. And I was trying to, I always go to Borgata first. The cheapest room I could find at Borgata before taxes was $549 for one night.
Wow.
Huh. Okay. So then I went to Harrah's, which is usually well priced. That was before taxes about $450. Golden Nugget, which is usually the cheapest of the three over there by the marina, was $450. This is before taxes. So add another $100 on to these.
Easy. Yeah.
Yes. Long story short, I wound up at Bally's, which I had not been to, I don't think ever. Very clean. It was actually very nice. I was surprised. I paid after taxes for one night $335, something like, which I thought was absurd as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was by far. Hard Rock was $600 for a night.
Oofa.
What I wonder is, where is all this money coming from? They are packed. So I understand you charge as much as you can, and if people pay it, you can keep raising it until they stop paying it. But we've gotten to a point where one night in Atlantic City, had I stayed at the Borgata or Hard Rock or one of these things, with the show, with dinner, which I'll get to in a moment, with the tickets, with drinks, is well over $1,000 to go out for one night.
Yeah.
When does it end?
It's insane. But you can find, like when I went to Central PA, I stayed at a B&B. And I got my breakfast, and it was like one something a night.
Well, you didn't have the comedian there, though. Like, I didn't go there just to go to get away.
Correct.
I went there to see a specific comedian.
And I did hikes for free, you know. But so it depends on what you want.
For sure.
And what you're looking to do. But you want to do something like that or something in Manhattan, it's insane.
And yet you can't find rooms.
Yeah.
We had a park in the – I just assumed – like when we, anytime we do end up at Golden Nugget, which isn't often, but we have gone there a couple of times because they redid the whole place. While it's small, very clean, very nice, and it's close to Borgata, which we usually do a lot of the time we spend there. You go there, it's busy, but it's not crazy. The parking deck at Bally's is 12 floors with a rooftop as well. We couldn't find a spot until the 11th floor.
Wow.
It was, I mean, I can't stress enough how packed it was. And I know it's the summer and I get that, but I don't know. All right. So then we go to dinner. This is another one that You want to go to dinner. I'm not checking out the prices before we go.
No.
And we had a great time. I'm not bashing the place because it was phenomenal. The service was great. The food was really good. For four of us, we got one appetizer for the table because Kim and I actually had, we sat at a bar prior and had some appetizers. So it was one appetizer for the four of us. We each got a steak dinner. We shared, which was their recommendation, two sides, which as it turned out was more. We didn't even need two, but we got two. No desserts. And the four of us got one drink, one alcoholic drink. What do you think that bill was?
All right. 60, conservative. I'm going to say your bill was 500.
It was 450. Okay. And after tip, it was 255 each.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not being cheap because I'll go back. It was really good.
Yeah.
But for what we got, I mean, 250, the drinks were $23.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. And like you say, and when you were walking around the casino, I'm sure it was jammed.
Busy. And, yeah, it's busy.
Yeah. And like Al says, with the salaries for the athletes or the, what these rights fees are. You know, the NBA, just their new deal. Where does it end? I don't know.
But that's what I wonder, because I know I don't think it's going to happen before he retires. I think he's waiting for that day.
Yeah.
I don't think it's happening while he's here.
No, and he's been talking about it, for 10 years?
At least. Yeah. And it keeps going the other way,
mm-hmm.
in a completely different direction,
yeah.
than what he thinks it's got. I think we don't realize when you're talking about that how much money internationally these leagues make.
Yes.
And there's a lot more money coming in than we think. It's not just about grandma paying cable bills. They make a lot of money from overseas, which is interesting. But I don't know. It just struck me, like driving home, like how much we spent for one night to go see a comedian. And I like the guy. I just didn't expect it to cost that,
mm-hmm.
which to me is that, like, we literally could have gone for $1,000. I could have flown to Florida, played golf, went out to dinner, played golf the next morning, and then flown home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even a stretch. Like, that's
no.
real.
Yeah.
That's why we saw Pink in Milwaukee. It was easy, and it
yeah.
was cheap, you know, as opposed to, you want to see her at the Garden? $400 a ticket. Huh? Like, it's just.
And
it's,
then you're driving home after that.
Oh, for sure. You got to drive home, and also, or you could take mass transit, and then the drinks when you're at the place are $25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing is just, it's absolutely bizarre. When we were at the show, so this guy's name is Steve Trevino. He's from Texas. And I think he's more popular down there. And I've seen many shows where he sells out. So this arena of 1,500 or 1,600 seats wasn't sold out, maybe 75, 80%. It was a good crowd. But I was surprised it wasn't sold out. It made me think, like, he made a reference at one point how he does shows every weekend. He's like, he's not home every weekend. Imagine the life of a comedian who, on one hand, he was talking about how he's home every night for travel sports, and his daughters dance, and he does this, he takes them to school. So it's like Monday through probably Friday morning, you're probably the coolest dad, you're around nonstop. But man, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Friday night, Saturday, you're gone. Got to be a strange way to live.
It is, for sure. Even in a way, like, more so than the athletes, because there is an off season, but probably not really an off season for him, I wouldn't think.
He doesn't make money.
Right. Yeah. So he's got to work as much as he can, and it's all year.
I imagine the shows are the same. I would think, right? I mean, the material probably is the same on a tour.
Yeah, well, I would think you got to freshen it up a bit here and there, but
yeah,
I don't know how much, like city to city, week to week, no, but like over a few months, I would think. Is he topical or just...
No, he's, you know what he is mostly? He's a lot about relationships with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting in that I knew he did comedy like that. I've seen him a bunch on YouTube. This was 45 minutes of him ragging on his wife and women,
mm-hmm.
which, don't get me wrong, was funny. After about 20 minutes of it, though, I thought, boy, he's really going hard on the way women are and the way his wife is. And
mm-hmm.
I thought there'd be some women getting annoyed with it. Not at all. It was the more he did, the more relatable it was to everybody in the audience, the more laughs he was getting. And I didn't know he was going to do literally almost an hour on his wife, which was funny, you know, and the way she is and how difficult marriage is. And it was, I was surprised. Everyone was into it.
And is that, was that, like, how long was his set?
An hour.
Okay. Now, did he have, was there an opening comedian or
There
no?
was. They had a guy, I didn't recognize him. His last name was Schumer, I think, or Schooner. And I guess he was on The King of Queens, 9 or 10 episodes on The King of Queens. He was good. He was more just straight comedy, more current events and different things. And then when he came on, Steve Trevino came on and did his thing.
And that other guy was, what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
I'd say almost a half hour.
Okay.
He gave you, it wasn't an, it was probably 30 minutes.
And your ticket price for the, if you don't mind me asking, what would the ticket price for that
so
act?
So my sister-in-law bought the tickets for, since me and my wife turned 50 and we were married 25 years, that was like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe the tickets were $85 each.
That's not bad.
No.
That is not bad.
I don't think terrible.
Compared to everything else you paid through the nose for.
Yes. And we were like, I don't know, row 7 or something.
That's not for 90 minutes?
Yeah, no.
$1 a minute, basically?
And it was longer than that because, you know, you get there a half hour before.
Sure.
And you have a drink, you're sitting down. And it was a 7 o'clock show. We probably went over there about 6:30 after dinner, 6:40. And I would say by the time they got started, probably 9 o'clock we walked out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great night. It really was.
Yeah,
it was
just, but for the actual entertainment, you're basically paying $1 a minute, which
no,
is not bad.
There was no concerns or questions
compared
about
to
that.
The room and the dinner and the drinks.
Yes. That's the thing that just, I'm driving home. Like, did I really just pay all that? Like, we were, it's, you know, we got there at 3 o'clock. I wanted to get there earlier, but the weather sucked.
Yeah.
So there was no reason to leave earlier. So we got there around 3, checked in. We were meeting them at 5 for dinner. So Kim and I went, like, literally put our stuff down. We were out by 3:15. We were out. We didn't get back to the room till 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we were up and out by 9:30. Like, I'm sitting there doing the math. My God, I spent a lot of money for not much time in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was kind of bizarre in that way. Like, I probably should have just stayed at the Courtyard by Marriott then.
Yeah.
You know?
But the weather was a factor because you would have enjoyed the beach.
Yes. The idea was to get up there and get down there by 12 and have an afternoon on the beach or something like that. And just the weather was so awful.
Now, when you say some parts of AC are meh, is it just meh because it's not that nice or is it feels unsafe?
No. I never feel. It's just like the boardwalk needs to be replaced. It's old. Now you go, there are some boardwalks where they've started to replace them with Trex decking. I'm not expecting, the Atlantic City boardwalk is huge. I don't mean that. But like you got broken boards. It just, it looks old and feels old in some spots. Some areas are great. But there are others, it's just, you know. What a,
and now are there areas of AC that you feel a little sketchy?
I'm sure there is. I've never, I think any cities like that, I've never really experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm usually by the marina. But like we love going like Landshark. There, that's right across from Margaritaville on the Hard Rock. They've got this great outdoor beach bar. You can go inside if you want and have lunch or dinner. Turned out Bally's had one of those too. Like they're really cool places to go if you know about them. We just didn't have an opportunity with the weather and with what everything was going on to go enjoy it.
And what's the bougier part of the Borgata, the water club?
Yeah, which now I believe, so MGM owns Borgata now, and all you see now is Borgata on one and MGM on the other. But Water Club is the newer, nicer. They're both really nice. I would say the nicer one of the two. Yeah.
And those rooms have to be, what, 600 over there?
That, you know what? Water Club didn't even come up when I was looking. So it might have been. I don't know. But I don't know. We went to Scottsdale a couple of weeks ago, and I thought that was, the golf was expensive, but the room was a two-bedroom condo we were in. That was very reasonable. The dinners were reasonable. The airfare was fine. I would rather do that and go there for a weekend than spend that kind of money in AC.
Yeah.
It's pretty bizarre.
But this was
there was a reason for it. Yes, absolutely. There's no question about it. So we were talking about the comedian schedule. How have you dealt with the schedule now? I woke up this morning. I'm not going to lie. I woke up this morning. My alarm was going off at 2:45 or whatever. And I don't do this often, but I literally sound like I don't want to do this anymore. Like I can't physically do this. Going to bed at 8:30 and getting up 6 hours later, like, I'm tired.
Yeah. It took me almost to the point of when I was ready to come back to feel like I had morphed, like when I was off for a week, to morph into a normal schedule. And on the weekends now, it's like I really don't even get to that normal. Like, I want to go to bed by 9 o'clock.
So do I. It's terrible.
Yeah. And the wife's looking at me like, oh, come on. I know. Blah, blah. But what are you going to do? I'm 57 years old. I get tired. And then on the weekend, I'm up at 4:30 at the latest.
Yeah. I can sleep. But I set my alarm on Saturday and Sunday for 6. Because I can't. I don't want to be wide awake Sunday night then until midnight.
Yes, that's also true.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but I got to be honest, getting up at 4:30, like I love that time. It's peaceful.
I agree.
It's quiet. Yep. I do what I want
to
do.
Get stuff done.
Yeah.
I know.
So I do enjoy that. So, but yeah.
But 4:30 is not 1:30.
No, it is not. And now with the end in sight, I'm kind of, you know, looking forward to it, to being normal again. But so I know I can tough it out for another, whatever, you know,
year and 10 months.
Yeah. Or whatever it is.
Right.
So, yeah. This schedule is not conducive to
normalcy
or normalcy.
Yeah, I know. That's that first part there, health thing, concerns me.
Yeah, for sure.
I was looking over the my Princeton Longevity Center booklet that they give me. And it's great. There's like 10 chapters in it of just reports. And the one that I was reading where the doctor was stressing, and he even writes, doesn't seem feasible with your schedule, but you need to sleep more.
Yeah.
It's like, I wish I could.
I tell you, I feel so much better once I got the CPAP and really committed to, you know, at the latest 6:30 being asleep. Once I really made the commitment to that, and, you know, you had to sacrifice watching anything.
Oh, sure.
Sports wise. Once I locked in on that, it's been better for me. Now, it is still not normal and it's still not easy, but it's been better once I committed. But with your situation, with your kids and the other stuff you got going on, and the Cowboys work and the Rutgers work and the cornhole, you're screwed with that.
A little bit. The cornhole, we've amended to where I'm done by 6:30 now.
Okay.
My partner does the rest of the night. And then my son, when we have a later group at 8:30, he does the 8:30 to 10. Mm-hmm. So I've figured out a way to where I get in and out quicker now, and I'm not there till 10:30 like I used to be, which was nuts. I've tried with the Cowboys and Rutgers to take some mornings off after games. I can't do all of them. I can't. Unfortunately, the Cowboys aren't the Jaguars. They don't get Sunday at 1 ever.
Right.
It's 6 or 7 primetime games every stinking year. So I'm trying to do as best I can with those. But this year's going to be hard. I've got, from what I can tell so far, I'm going to have at least 3 turnarounds because I don't have the days to take off.
And with Joseph now, that'll diminish as in terms of your travel, yes?
Yeah. With the baseball. So he's playing. We've got 3 more tournaments coming up, one this weekend. Then we're off for a weekend, which I'm on vacation for. And then we got 2 more weekend tournaments, but they're all in Jersey. He has opted to take the fall off for the first time since he was 7. He doesn't want to play. He wants a break because he wants to get ready for high school basketball. Mm-hmm. And then high school baseball will pick up in March. The question will be, does he go back to the travel next summer, which I think he will. And this team, I think, is looking at a tournament in North Carolina, another tournament in Virginia, and there might be one in Tennessee. So
he's starting high school in the fall.
Correct.
So, and is he has to try out for the basketball team?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully he'll make it. And then that season starts when?
That will start right around or right after Thanksgiving, if I remember. Either tryouts are then or the season starts then, but right around mid-November, it picks up.
But it's high school, so the travel is not that
crazy? No, it's high
crazy.
School. It'll be freshman basketball in high school. It'll all be local.
And you know, same maybe, for baseball?
Yeah, it's all local high schools. Maybe, you know, a couple of games in Ocean or Brick, which for me is 30 minutes.
Yeah,
but, like, that's all we're talking about. We're not talking about, 3-hour trips or other states or anything like that. Not at least as a freshman, I don't believe. that stuff will be for his club team that I help coach, which would be in the summer next year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're right. That the fact that he's not playing baseball this fall makes my life much easier because I won't have practices until 8:30 Tuesday and Thursday night. Won't have all the travel on the weekends, have to juggle the football schedule with that. So it'll be a little bit better for sure. It's hard to believe. So when he finishes this summer, that will wrap up my 15 years of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
15 years. That to me is insane.
Yeah.
You know, like, God, here and gone, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I really tried to take it all in as we went.
Because
everyone always told me, you know, it goes quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you did better than most, I would say.
I hope. I certainly tried.
Because I feel like I know a lot about it just being your coworker than, you know, and so your memories must be.
Oh, they're fed. Yeah.
10 times yes. What I experienced. And I'm just hearing it through you.
For sure. And the fact, and I've said this to Al many times, the Google phone, I wish I was on it sooner. But the Google Photos is just the greatest thing ever because I signed up for that in 2014. I think he signed up in like 2007 when it first came out. But the amount of video that I have of his, I only have a handful of Matthews just because I wasn't on it until, again, 14. But the stuff that we have, the photos, the videos, it's unbelievable. It really is great. You go back and look at it anytime you want. It's fun. I'll watch him at like 7 years old. It's pretty cool, actually.
Mm.
Last thing for you. I saw, were you a Beverly Hills Cop fan?
No.
You never saw any of them?
I think I saw the first one once.
Okay.
But it never, didn't really.
So those two movies for me.
I know they're one of your faves.
Yeah. I mean, those two are right up there for me with Back to the Future. I think just a great, really the trilogy. I think about even Back to the Future 3 I thought was good. Beverly Hills Cop 3 was horrific. It was awful. So me and my wife watched, I guess it was late Friday night. I was actually awake, played golf with my son, got home. We put on Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., which is, you know, the fourth one. And I got to tell you, having no expectations for it, because I really thought, I mean, how good is this going to be? I thought it was fantastic. You had Kevin Bacon was in it, who looks like Kevin Burkhardt. It's unbelievable.
I see that.
Very much so. He was in it. They had Taggart and Rosewood were in it as the cops. Now, Taggart wasn't in the third one, which again was bad. So it was cool that he was back. They had Bronson Pinchot was in it with his recurring role. Paul Reiser was in it with his role when he was the cop years back. And while it was very symbolic of the first two with a lot of similar things that they did, it also was new and different enough. It was 2 hours. I really enjoyed it.
And is that a recent release?
July 3rd.
It's brand new.
It just came out July 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah, I meant to see it before I went away because we then went on the 5th is when we went to Virginia, but I didn't have a chance. So I watched it when we got back and I just watched it Friday. It's funny how in life, when you have no expectations of something,
yeah,
it's better than when
yes.
you're... You know?
Correct.
Have you ever had a trip that you couldn't wait to go on and then it was like, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. And movies also. More so with the movies. That's like,
eh. Like, which ones come to mind?
You know, the third Alien movie was a little bit weird. But, again, watching it later on, I appreciated a lot of the things in it. But when I first saw it after the experience of the first two, it was like, eh. But,
right.
And was this a movie that was released in the theater and on
no,
home?
No, just Netflix.
Home. Ah.
It was a made-for-Netflix movie.
Okay.
Which is funny because I don't remember the last time I went to a movie other than a kid's movie when one of them was, you know, 5 or 6 years old. If this would have been in the theaters, I would have gone. But I didn't even have to. Just with Netflix, that was good. How many streaming services do you have? Do you have any?
I have Netflix. I have Amazon Prime.
Right.
I have Max.
Okay.
I have ESPN Plus, which is included Disney. And there might be Hulu. I have
really?
Hulu.
And do you have cable too or no?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
So you're spending a lot of money on TV.
I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we have the DirecTV stream, which is cable, basically. I don't have ESPN Plus, but I have the HBO Max. I've got Peacock, which I got for the NFL playoffs, and I never canceled it. And now with, you know, the Big Ten being on it, I just left it alone. Amazon Prime, Netflix, Paramount Plus. I start adding it up. I'm like, yeah, paying a fortune for TV. Yeah.
And there might be one more in there, but I'm not sure. But I know for sure the ones I mentioned, we definitely have. And there might be one more, but I'm not
sure. Are there
sure.
any you have that you don't really watch?
Well, yeah. Well, my wife watches the Max. And the, mm-hmm. like, I'll watch the Netflix and occasionally and Amazon, things on that. Oh, Apple TV also.
Oh, you got that. I don't have that.
But my wife really is more with that, and I'm more with the ESPN Plus and the cable service for the sports.
Right. So you are watching everything you're buying.
One of us.
I'm saying yes. Someone in that house yes, is at least correct. Logging in and watching it.
Right.
Yeah, that's another one. I don't know where this goes too, because they keep adding, they keep fracturing all these mm-hmm. things, and I'm not signing up for all of them.
Right. There will be a point where I'll be like, enough.
Yeah. Maybe when they stop charging us $600 for a hotel room.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
See when that time comes. All right, Eddie. Thank you very much.
All right.
You can do the See Apart. We got the, what was it called? The warm-up show. I was solo for the first part of it, then Mike Fliegelman with me at the end. We will do a similar thing tomorrow. You've got the last word, my friend.
And we had one call, so maybe we get more tomorrow in the four calls
segment. I like
segment.
Four calls.
Yes, I know.
It's your opportunity.
See ya!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.